Okay, these strange and unusual abnormalities that we see in our plants, including the galls and...
Yeah, what started is a lady called the other day, wrote me a letter, said she had walking sticks. I mean, 12, 14 inch
big
long walking sticks. And those devils, everybody thinks they're kind of odd, but she doesn't think they're odd. She says they're eating the devil out of everything she's got out there in Helotes. And she was wanting to know what to do. And when you're talking about a big old bug like that, kind of like your grasshoppers out in Wilson County, but the only way to get them is with a hammer, because...
I might trade her some grasshoppers for some walking sticks.
I don't know if you were saying that they're not that much better. But anyway, people will notice a certain time of year on the mimosa trees, they'll eat pecan, elms, ash, mimosa, poplar, some of the other trees, that all at once there'll be limbs laying on the ground, especially after a hard wind, you know, after we have one of these little hard storms come through, and blow limbs out, and those limbs are just cut off, look like they've been cut off with a whittling knife.
Yeah.
And so everybody said, wait a minute, some kid is over here, you know, whittling on my tree and all this kind of stuff. But what that is, big old hardback bug up there called a twig girdler.
He goes round and round.
I mean,
huh?
They do a beautiful job cutting that thing out. Yeah. Now, the reason they're doing this is not to irritate you. You know, a lot of people take this stuff personal. It's nothing personal. They lay their eggs, they deposit their eggs in those little limbs, and then they cut those off and they fall to the ground, and a young actually hatches. So one of the best ways to control this thing is get all those girdle limbs that you found and put them in the trash, get rid of them, which you probably do anyway.
Yeah.
So they'll cycle. And again, they're sort of like, they're bigger than grasshoppers, guy. I mean, we're talking about in hardback. So really, chemical controls are not the answer to these things. Basically, we want to know, we want to tell you that this is nothing unusual. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. Another thing is, you look at some of your pecans, or maybe even grapes. I've seen it on pecans and grapes. Seen it in peaches. It looked like some obscene devil, because now this happens in Texas a lot. Of course, most of the time in Texas, the spit that you see is more of a brownish nature. But a lot of times you'll see a white foamy mass, which looks like human spit.
Slobber.
Slobber.
Yeah.
No, the difference between slobber and spit. Slobber was an accident. Spit's on purpose.
Okay.
But anyway, it looks like somebody done spit in your bush, guy. And then you say, who been spitting in my bush? You know, I thought I got rid of those people. believe it or not, there's a little bug in there. And if you're into fondling around with the spit and, you know, putting it in your fingers, you'll see a little bug moving in the middle of that, and it's called A spittle bug. Now, you can spray him if you want to with an insecticide and get rid of him, but again, it's just doing his thing, and most of the time, these things are oddities rather than, you know, something that'll cause you great harm. Also, people have seen leaf miners in their leaves, which is called little, and unless they get to the point that they're literally defoliating the plant, best thing to do is ignore them. If you want, on the leaf miner, you spray about every 7 days with insecticide, about 2 or 3 sprays, and that should take care of them. But anyway, don't feel bad about it. Like I said, you're not the first to have them, and you're not the last.
Okay, Jerry, thank you very much. Dr. Jerry Parsons has been with us. He's Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service. He'll be back again on Thursday.